Theory of Constraints, TOC. The Theory of Constraints, TOC, developed by Eliyahu M. Goldratt, applies to any human organization, not only to businesses. Its central premise is that any system, such as a supply chain or a production process, contains at least one element that limits its maximum output. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary follows the theory in defining a constraint as any element or factor that prevents a system from achieving a higher level of performance with respect to its goal. An element can be any part of a system, including people, a piece of equipment, a process, a facility, or even a way of thinking, among other possibilities. Because the constraint determines the maximum output of a system, TOC maintains that it should be the focus of improvement efforts. Why? For the system as a whole to produce maximum throughput, the constraint must be operating at its maximum speed. Furthermore, there is no benefit to be gained from speeding up the processes before or after the constraint. Imagine an assembly line with the constraint being one workstation that can complete its operation no more than 60 times per hour. Speeding up the process prior to the constraint to deliver 65 units will result in a steady buildup of inventory ahead of the constraint. It will not speed up the final output of the line. Maximum throughput at the constraint will remain at 60 units per hour, increasing the capacity of the workstation immediately after the constraint to handle more than 60 units per hour will only result in downtime as the station completes its work and waits for the constraint to catch up. Five-step TOC process. Applying TOC as a method of continuous improvement requires five repeatable steps. Identify the constraint. A typical indicator of a constraint is an excessive amount of work in a queue. The queue might contain any type of product, from airplanes waiting for a part to be installed to documents accumulating at a copier station. The delay might be the result of various causes, such as inadequately trained employees, a poorly conceived process, or an unreliable piece of equipment. Exploit the constraint. Before investing heavily in process improvement, exploit the constraint by ensuring that the process is achieving the maximum output possible without major changes. Since the constraint determines the system's overall output, it should never operate below its peak capacity. Subordinate other processes to the constraint. Once the constraining element is operating at maximum efficiency, subordinate processes may have to be adjusted to operate at the new speed. This generally applies to processes preceding the constraint. Because the constraint determines the system's maximum output, it must never be idle. Therefore, the processes that feed work to the constraint must be adjusted to ensure that they deliver work as needed. TOC recommends maintaining buffers ahead of the constraint so that it can keep functioning even if production slows down or halts ahead of it. Elevate the constraint. If exploiting the constraint and adjusting subordinate processes result in satisfactory output, then improvement efforts can proceed to step 5. If output is still inadequate to meet customer demand, then the organization will have to invest in more significant improvements, such as purchasing new equipment, retraining or hiring new staff, or revamping the process itself. Repeat the cycle. After completing the first 4 steps, an organization may start the process over by identifying the new constraint. There is always at least one constraint in a system. Drum/buffer/rope. Explanations of TOC sometimes refer to pace set for the constraint as a drum, because it determines the system's speed as a drummer's beat regulates the pace of a marching band. It is based on the maximum rate of that constraint, but not to exceed tack time. The rate of customer demand. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a buffer as 1. A quantity of materials awaiting further processing. It can refer to raw materials, semi-finished stores or hold points, or a work backlog that is purposely maintained behind a work center. 2. In theory of constraints, buffers can be time or material, and they support throughput and or due date performance. The rope is the scheduler that pulls orders through the system and schedules the portions of the process that occur before the constraint to ensure that the overall flow conforms to the drum beat of the constraint. One cannot push a rope, only pull it. Like other quality initiatives, TOC emphasizes the importance of pulling orders through the system to meet customer demand rather than pushing inventory through the system without due regard to demand.